Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. That's the Rascals bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Jack Aldrich. Jack Aldrich is the author of Foresight 2020, his new book, which I encourage you. That's one of 10, by the way, folks. He's very, very prolific, a great writer. His stuff is very compelling. And we've enjoyed having the benefit of his wisdom and his foresight on the show now for 14 years. Jack, thanks again for being here. The topic we're talking about today is the fact that today, as Jack says, is the slowest rate of change that we'll ever see again. And Moore's Law keeps compounding, doesn't it, Jack?
It does, along with other laws, data storage, bandwidth, the sequencing of genomes, biotechnology, nanotechnology. It's not. So Moore's Law is just one of many trends that are growing exponentially.
And all of these things, Jack, are things. They are, and they're sciences. They're leverage. I'm going to call them leverage. And we're transitioning from analog leverage world to a digital leverage world, aren't we? And that's where the change is. That's where the velocity of change is coming from, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And people don't really understand the new rules in this digital world because they are accelerating so fast. But I think the point that you have raised frequently is all of these technologies are advancing exponentially, but human wisdom isn't necessarily.
That's right.
And I think this is a profound question, and I know that you've been thinking a lot about it. And let me just, last week was announced a new Harvard startup. They want to reverse aging first in dogs, but then in humans. I mean, reverse aging.
I mean, wow.
From one perspective, that's wonderful, but this raises a whole host of other issues.
Oh, yeah. It flies in the face of natural law, doesn't it?
It really does. I'm always reminded of the story of Icarus in Greek mythology.
Right.
I think we're getting close to flying dangerously close to the sun.
Right.
And having our wings melt. But no one's really thinking about this or even mentioning it or talking about it or saying, hey, should we be doing all of these things just because we can?
Well, that's exactly right. And what I'm concerned about, and the point that I make in my presentations, Jack, is that we are the only thing that is going to be consistent and common denominator to both ages is analog humans. And there will come a time when virtually nothing in our lives will be analog but us. And the immediate things that we require, like air and food. And so at some point in time, But what we have to remember, Jack, is that you and I, as analog humans, we require trust. We require ethics. What I worry about is when are we going to come to terms, if what I just said is true, when are we going to apply that to all this change, this velocity of change that you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I think this is the question of the 21st century. And I know that there are individuals and organizations who are trying to do this, but as I heard another commentator say, is that, how do we put the brakes on this train? And he then said, nobody really knows where the brakes are.
Right.
They're not just at that Harvard.
We've got a generation of people, Jack, who don't know there is a break. There are young people. I'm not disparaging anybody. There are young people creating technological changes right now, and they don't know that there is a break.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where I think this whole idea of wisdom and how do we pass it on from generation to generation isn't some soft feel-good issue. It is critical to our survival as a people, as a species, potentially. And, I know that we try to do it as parents, as grandparents, but it has to be wider and more systematic across all society. And, I don't really claim to have the answers here, but I think the first thing we all have to do is we have to start asking deeper, more profound, more meaningful questions. Mm-hmm. And you've started the dialogue, but other people have to join in, and we really need to begin thinking about these things today.
I love your use of the word wisdom, and the reason I do is because wisdom is context. But unfortunately, all this change that you're predicting and that you're calling for, which is going to happen, I agree with you, is coming at us mostly in the form of content. Because it's moving so fast, context is having a hard time keeping up. And if context can't keep up, then wisdom can't keep up, and therefore maybe is getting lost. That's what I worry about. What do you think?
Yes. I would say wisdom is being lost. So then the question then becomes, how do we get it back? And I keep going back.
Hey, Jack, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Please remember that thought, because I want you to come right back with it. When we come back after the break, folks, we don't want to miss another word of Jack's wisdom. Jack Aldrich and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.